coração.
Now at 20 feet from Stardom Story with a Brazilian twist. Carla Hassett was born in Sao Paulo. She grew up in Chicago and now lives in Los Angeles, where she's sung backup and toured with everyone from Sergio Mendes and Billy Idol to Solomon Burke. Her voice is also heard on soundtracks of the Rio movies, but Hassett is also a solo artist. Her fourth album, More Blue, comes out this Friday. Carla Hassett joins us from our studios at NPR West. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
I understand that you consider Carmen Miranda your patron saint.
I think Carmen Miranda is everyone's patron saint. At the end of the day, we all bow down to Carmen. Carmen Miranda, Caetano Veloso said, is the original tropicalista, meaning she was really the first artist to leave Brazil and influence and bring the culture to outside of Brazil. She was really our pioneer of that.
But she did it in a very colorful way. I mean, there she is in a samba costume, would we say?
Yeah.
With piles of fruit on her head. Uh-huh. And a big, and she was incredibly curvaceous and she danced. It was quite something to see.
She was spectacular. And, you know, of course, it's all very outdated. You won't see me with fruit on my head. But in my own way, you know, I've adapted my Americanism with my Brazilianism and all with a bit of a modern twist, but all with a nod to what she started.
Now, you cover a song which she made famous. This is Carmen Miranda's version of South American Way.
Ai, 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 ai. É o canto do pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria em South American Way. Ai, 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 ai.
Now, as I said, you also recorded it, so let's hear your recording.
Ai, ai, é o canto do pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria. In South American Way.
Your version is more sultry, to say the least.
I took any camp out of it. When I first heard her version, I wasn't familiar with the song. It was suggested to me to record it. And as soon as I heard it, I knew that I wanted to just do a Picasso on it. I wanted to turn it on its head, and I put it in a minor key. That was the first thing I did, and I slowed it down. So that cute little celebration of South American Way became a lament and a longing, and then it felt right to me.
Have you ever danced in the tropics with that hazy lazy that makes you crazy? Like South American Way.
Now, you also have done a lot of odd jobs, musical jobs, including jingles. Anything would recognize?
It depends on how long you've been around.
Well, try me.
I did lots of McDonald's commercials. In Chicago, I was the voice of Illinois Bell for a few years back in the late 80s, around there.
Well, try me on the Illinois Bell commercial.
When you're out, get your messages quick. Call home on an Illinois Bell public phone.
Now we no longer have public phones.
That's how old it is. I started singing right out of high school. It was just, bam, took off right away. I was in a hurry.
Now, the song that that inspired the album's title is called A Little More Blue. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to that.
The day Carmen Miranda died, they put a photograph in a magazine. Her dead mouth with red lipstick smile, and people cried, I was about 10. But today, I don't know why, I feel a little more blue than then. I feel a little more blue than then.
This is a song written by the great Brazilian artist Caetano Veloso.
That's right.
Why is it the centerpiece of your album?
It was really the catalyst for the project, that song. And working with him, I had the opportunity to sing with him back in 2012. And it was an extraordinary experience for me, getting to know his music a little bit deeper. And this song, I immediately latched onto it and added it to my repertoire. And as I learned about his experience when he recorded that song in 1971, he was living in exile in London, and he wrote this incredible record, all in English, and all of the songs were his expressions of longing to just want to go home. The most creative, heart-wrenching stuff came out of him at that time, and I began to identify with it. Not that I've ever been a political exile, but I understand that longing.
This album is not your typical collection of gentle sambas that we get from Brazil.
Right.
Now here's one where you are rocking out on a song that you yourself wrote. It's called Guerreira Vai. Força do momento tropical, o rock and roll de tal dos baiano, liberou uma cantora tão banal, batizada pelo Santo Caetano. Bora lá, guerreira vai, vai guerreira vai. What does it mean, Guerreira Vai?
Guerreira is a warrior woman. Guerreira Vai is sort of like, you go girl. That's my you go girl song. Uh-huh. And it's just this sort of weird, magical journey of finding support from those who came before you and pioneered ahead of you and finding your power and strength in that and just going for it.
Carla Hassett. Her new album is called More Blue. She joined us from our studios at NPR West. Thank you very much.
Obrigada, Linda. Thank you so much for having me.